presenting Dick Cole and his thrilling adventures at Far Military Academy.
We'll always be near to Far. We'll praise her wherever we are. We'll cheer her each day with a hip hip hooray. It's a room there's no school like Far. We'll sing out our loyalty. We'll ring out with voices free. As we travel through life, we will follow our star. We'll always be near to Far.
Listen, boys and girls, today we bring you another exciting episode in the adventures of Dick Cole at Far Military Academy. You've known Dick Cole in Blue Bolt Magazine and in Foremost Comics for a long time, and now you meet him every week at this time over this same station on the air. In just a moment, you'll hear from Dick Cole himself. But first, here's a message you'll all want to hear.
Here's Dick Cole himself.
Hello, boys and girls. Well, about today's story, Ted Green and Simba were in a pretty tight spot when an escaped convict caught them trying to mess up his plans, and it sure looked as if their number was up.
So, you boys were just going to throw a wrench in the works, was you? And rescue your friend, Wagner, hmm? Well, now, ain't that nice? Keep your hands up.
You can't get away with this, Kane.
How can I? Well, you know how you boys, you like Wagner so much? I'm just going to let you join him. Yeah, you go right along where he's going, leaving no recognizable traces. You get me?
No recognizable traces of Simba? Now, that would be too bad, now, wouldn't it? Yet, as it turned out, it was Simba's traces that saved him. But wait, I'm getting ahead of my story. Let's go back to that afternoon when it all started. Simba, Ted Green, and I had just come back from track practice. We were having a little chin music in Simba's in my room.
Well, you look good today in the half mile, Ted. I'll bet you'll be running it against Wilson.
Yes, I guess so, Simba, in the meet, but I don't know. Maybe if I do, I can thank Captain Wagner.
Yeah, you can. He's a swell coach.
Nice fella, too.
You can say that again.
Yes, but he... Say, who's been monkeying around with the lime from the track?
I was, Dick. Captain Wagner asked me to keep the lanes good and sharp. Why?
Yeah? Well, did Captain Wagner ask you to track that lime into our room, too, and all over the rug?
Why, Dick Cole, you talk just like my Aunt Hattie. Always tracking up the rug. Dirty, dirty boy.
Well, your Aunt Hattie sounds like a pretty smart character to me. But you should have paddled your pants off in her because you're the sloppiest Joe I've ever had the bad luck to room with.
Well, Auntie Dick, aren't you the sharp-tongued old party, though?
No, boys, to get back to the subject we were discussing.
Oh, you mean Captain Wagner. Yes, I was coming to that.
Yeah, he's been off his feed lately. Seems like he's slipping a little, I think.
That's right, and it's bad with the Wilson meet coming up so soon.
Maybe something's bothering him.
What do you mean, maybe? Something definitely is, I'm sure of it.
I wish I knew what it was. Wagner's such a swell gent. Could be we could help him out somehow, huh?
Yeah, could be.
Look, you two guys. Captain Wagner is the master in charge of your hall. And you've gotten to know him a lot better than I have.
Oh, that's right. He's like a friend.
That's what I mean. So why don't you two go to him and talk to him? Just lay your cards on the table and tell him you know something's wrong. and you'd like to help him if you can.
You know, Ted, that might be a good idea.
I'm all for it.
All right, ring me in, too, if you want to.
No, I think Simba and I, since we know him better, ought to try and handle it alone.
At first, anyway.
Maybe you're right.
I tell you what, Simba. We'll go talk to Captain Wagner after study hour tonight and see if we can find out what's eating him. You know, what's wrong.
It's Colin Carno, Captain Wagner, sir. We'd like to talk to you a minute, if we may.
Of course. Come in. Well, boys, hello. Sit down. Take the weight off your shoes.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Sir, eh? Simba, Dick, you both look pretty solemn.
Well,
anything wrong?
If you'll pardon us, sir, that's what we were going to ask you.
Ask me? Yes, you see, all of us fellas, we think you're the best track coach we ever had.
That's right. You're mighty popular among the cadets, Captain Wagner.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
And so, we were wondering...
We got kind of a hunch that something's bothering you.
We've been noticing it now for about a week.
You see, Simba and I, we don't want you to think we're being nosy. But we thought whatever it is, this thing that's troubling you, maybe we could help.
Mm. Well, boys, I don't suppose there's any harm since you figured out something is bothering me and my telling you about it. But if I do, there's one thing you've got to promise.
Yes, sir.
Whatever I say and whatever you hear mustn't go outside of this room.
Oh, yes, sir. We promise that.
Mm-hmm. You see, if it did, you might get yourselves into real trouble. And that's why I have to insist on your keeping mum.
Oh, we understand that, sir.
All right, then. Now, as both of you boys know, I was working for the FBI during the war.
Oh, yes, sir. You worked on that spy ring out west. You traced that Nazi officer who escaped from Canada.
I helped trace him. My Canadian colleagues had something to do with catching him, too, remember?
Oh, yes, naturally.
Well, while I was working on clues involved in the spy ring case, I discovered something else. Happened on it almost by accident.
Yeah?
Strangely enough, I wasn't even looking for it. An old unsolved murder case. And a trail I followed, thinking it led to someone in the spy ring, led to the man who'd committed this murder instead.
Gee, that sure was funny, wasn't it?
Funny, perhaps, to everyone but the murderer himself. A former gangster by the name of Vince Kane.
Oh, gosh, I'll bet he was burned up.
not literally. He didn't get the hot seat. You see, this Vince character had reformed.
He had?
Yes. He was married and had a couple of kids. He was running a dog wagon. He'd committed the murder over 10 years ago.
Well, had he given up the rackets, too?
Apparently. He seemed like a different man. The neighbors thought him an honorable type. He'd even changed his name.
And so he thought he'd covered up his tracks completely. And then along you come, break the old forgotten case wide open and put the finger on him.
That's right. And I never saw a man more indignant. It was just as if you'd accused a bank president of shoplifting. You'd think Vince Kane had entirely forgotten that his old gangster self had ever lived. You'd think he'd come to believe it was someone else who committed that murder.
Well, what do you know? And so they didn't fry him?
No, Simba. They didn't even toast him. You see, his wife testified in his behalf. His kids were in the courtroom, too. They had the jury weeping half the time. But I had such unmistakable proof that Kane was the murderer, the jury had to find him guilty. They couldn't help themselves. And so he got 20 years.
Well, that's too bad, in a way. It's hard on his kids.
Maybe so, maybe not. Anyway, I had a hunch. Vince Kane wasn't really the reformed character he was pretending to be. I sort of felt he was just lying low, biding his time.
How come?
Well, for one thing, he was mean in his gangster days, mean all the way through. A man like that doesn't usually change so completely. Then a strange thing happened when they sent him up. You see, I was one of the two men delegated to take him to prison. And I remember after his sentence letting him out of his cell.
Okay, Vince. Okay. We're going to take you to the big house. You can come along with me now.
Yep. Well, supposing I don't like your company, Wagner. Supposing I like it better here.
I'm sure you can stand even my company for just a few hours, Kane. After that, you'll never see me again.
Yeah? Who says I won't?
Well, Vince, I hardly think it's likely.
Oh, it ain't, eh? Listen, Wagner, I want to tell you something.
I'm listening.
Someday I'm going to break out of the big house, see? Then I'm going to get the guy who grabbed my act. I don't care where he lives or how long it takes.
I suppose you mean me.
Yeah. You, Wagner. Little you. I got one murder in my conscience. And before I die, I swear I'm going to have two murders to think about. You get me? Two murders!
But, gee,
how long ago was that, Captain Wagner?
3 years ago.
Well, you don't need to start worrying yet. Vince Kane still got 17 years.
That's right. You see, he broke jail just 8 days ago.
And they haven't found him yet?
No, they haven't found him yet.
Well, gee, Captain Wagner, then he could be hiding out somewhere around here, around far.
Yes, he could be. Lots of places in this neck of the woods where a desperate man might hide.
Yes, there are. Gosh, now I can understand why you've been a little off your feed lately, sir.
Well, Simba, it's not so much that I'm afraid. I'm quite prepared to meet Vince Kane face to face and give a good account of myself. It's the uncertainty, the not knowing when he'll make a move or how.
Yes, sir, I see what you mean. It's almost like having a ghost on your trail.
Yes, that's about the size of it.
Well, sir, if I may make a suggestion, why don't you tell Major Farr about this and let him put a guard around your apartment here?
No, Simba, that wouldn't do. It would make me look like a rather nervous type, let's say, to the whole school, and I wouldn't want that. No, I'm afraid this is something I'll have to face alone.
Sir, if there's anything we can do, you know you can count on our help.
Thanks, Dick, I'm sure of that. But I don't want you boys worrying about this too much.
Oh, but sir...
Tell you what, though, you might keep your eyes open. Yes, that might help. Just keep your eyes open for me. That's all.
Simba, still not ready.
Yeah, Ted. This Simba character, you wonder why he goes out for track at all. He's just naturally so slow.
All right, boys. Have your fun. I know it's time for track practice, and I'll join you in just a minute.
All right, then come on.
In a minute, I said. Seems there's somebody up in the major's office coming down to see me. My Uncle Horace, of all people, who hasn't been in these parts since the days when I wore a three-quartered pants.
Well, the chances are he'll think you haven't changed much.
That's enough out of you, Green. Everybody knows you're still wet behind the ears.
Well, sounds as if that might be your Uncle Horace now.
Yeah, sounds as if. And all I remember about him is that the family always spoke about him like they weren't exactly proud of him. But I've got to be polite and say hello, don't I? Just a minute. Oh, you're Uncle Horace, aren't you? I'm Simba.
Yes, I'm your Uncle Horace. Well, Simba, my boy, it's great to see you after all these years.
Yeah, it's nice to see you too, sir. Uncle Horace, these are my friends, Dick Cole and Ted Green.
How are you? Well, I just happened to be in this neck of the woods.
In this neck of the woods?
That's what I said. And learning you were here at Fire, I decided to drop in and see you, to say hello.
Well, that's fine. Now, will you excuse us now, sir? Ted and I, we're on our way to track practice.
Yeah, sure, you boys. Take a powder if you want to.
I'm pleased to have met you, sir.
Likewise, son, likewise. So long.
Yeah, so long.
Well, now, Simba, my boy.
Oh, Uncle Horace, tell me, how's Aunt Letty? You must have seen her lately.
Aunt Letty. Oh, she's good. Real good. Chipper as they come. She wanted to be remembered to you. Always had a soft spot in her heart for you, son.
She did?
Sure.
Look, Uncle Horace, I'm due at track practice, too. Could you wait here in my room till I get back?
Sure, kid. I could do just that. Now, you run along.
Okay, I'll see you later, Uncle Horace.
Yes, I'll see you later.
Wait for me.
Well, hurry up then, Simba. Captain Wagner's getting pretty impatient.
Yeah, but I couldn't help it.
Yes, we know. You're Uncle Horace.
Listen, fellas, that's not my Uncle Horace.
What?
That fellow's got thick black hair, but Uncle Horace was bald, if I remember right. And an older man than that.
You sure?
Well, that man didn't jive with the picture I've seen of Uncle Horace. I got suspicious, so I asked him a question.
Yes?
I asked him how Aunt Letty was, and he said she was fine.
Well, Simba, Detective Carnot, I mean. That doesn't sound so terribly suspicious to me.
No, it doesn't. Well, you see, I don't have any Aunt Letty. What? I never did. Dick, I think that from the way that guy talked, I think that he's Vince Kane.
In just a moment, we'll go back to our story. But first, here's a brief message for you Dick Cole fans.
Thank you.
back to our story. As the three boys reach the track, Simba confides in Dick and Ted Green that he believes his supposed Uncle Horace is actually Vince Kane.
You think your Uncle Horace is really Vince Kane? Oh, I don't understand, Simba. Who's that?
We promised not to tell, didn't we, Dick?
Yes, yes, we promised.
All right, boys. Well, I want the 100-yard dash first. Cole, you're in on this.
Just a second, Captain Wagner, please, sir.
Gee, Dick, what are we going to do?
Well, I think we'd better keep Captain Wagner out of this for the time being. You might be wrong. Maybe it isn't Vince Kane after all, and if it is, he might pull a gun as soon as he sees Wagner.
Cole, come along. Hurry up.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
Listen, Simba. You'll have to let Ted in on the secret. And you two guys, you beat it back to the dormitory and see if you can find out what Uncle Horace is up to. I'll join you as soon as we run the 100 yards.
Okay, Dick. That's a good idea. Are you game, Ted?
Sure, I'm game. As soon as you tell me what it's all about.
All right, I'll tell you on the way. Come on.
Fellas, I'll be with you in a few minutes. And watch your step, see? Watch it. So long and good luck.
Well, Uncle Horace isn't anywhere here in the room, Ted. As far as I'm concerned, that cinches it.
You mean he really is Vince Kane, the escaped convict, who's out to get Captain Wagner because Wagner sent him up 3 years ago?
Yeah, he must be. How he found out I had an Uncle Horace whom I haven't seen since I was a baby, I don't know. But I think he used that piece of information to get into school.
Yeah, not a bad dodge at that. And he picked the perfect time for it, just when we'd all be out of track practice.
He picked the perfect time? Why, Ted, you've got it.
What do you mean?
Now I know where Vince Kane went to.
I'm afraid I'm still behind you.
If Kane wanted us all out of the way, it means there's something he wanted to do in the building here. And he didn't want to be disturbed while he was doing it.
And so?
So what would he want to do? Fix up something that'll knock off Captain Wagner. Maybe something that'll do the trick in such a way no one could ever prove who did it.
That might be it, Simba.
So where would he go to fix up his trap for Wagner?
The captain's apartment, of course. After all, it's Wagner he wants to get, not anybody else.
Of course. Come on, Ted. We'll get down the hall here, walk right in, and catch Mr. Vince Kane at it.
Well,
You're not scared, are you?
Scared? No, of course not. How'd you think that?
Okay, then. Come on.
Right with you.
Let's keep it quiet, huh? There's Captain Wagner's door. Best thing to do is open it quickly and catch Kane by surprise, don't you think, Ted?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Here it goes. It's locked.
Funny. Captain always leaves it open.
Of course. It's just one more proof that Kane is in there. Come on, we'll go outside. We'll climb in one of the windows to Captain Wagner's bedroom.
Good. But let's make sure we're not climbing right into the muzzle of a gun.
Oh, match, boy, match. Come on, let's hurry.
You see anybody in Wagner's bedroom, Simba?
No, not a soul. That means Uncle Horace must be in the study.
Good. He won't hear us opening the window and climbing in, probably.
Oh, I'm sure he won't if we're careful. The door to the captain's study is closed.
All right, then. What are we waiting for? Will you open the window or shall I?
No, you give me a hand with it. I guess we can just press against the frame and push up.
Yeah. He's hoping it isn't locked.
All right. Let's go now. Push. Gee, do you suppose he heard that?
I don't know. Is anyone opening the door?
No. No, it's still closed.
Okay, then. Keep yourself up through that window. Be quiet now. Keep it quiet. Be careful now. Plenty.
Yeah. Don't worry about me, Ted. Give me a lift.
Right. No. There you go. All right, now put your heel in my hands.
Yeah.
No.
You're up now. Okay, Ted, come on. I need you with me. I feel like I'm in a death chamber or something.
All right, I'm coming, Simba. Give me a hand.
Yeah. Grab a hold.
Uh-oh. I hope he didn't hear that.
I'll see. Wait. Let's just wait a minute. Behind the wardrobe here.
Yeah. Maybe you're sticking our necks out.
No. What do you think we're doing all the way? I don't hear anything, do you?
No. Not a sound. Maybe he isn't in there after all.
Oh, he's in there all right.
All right, but he hasn't heard us yet. He must be awfully busy about something.
Yeah. And I hate to think what it is.
I'll tell you, Simba. I'll sneak the door to the study open and we'll get a look.
Say, I almost forgot. We can look into the study from the bedroom window on the other side here. Come on, but watch it. Stay behind the curtain.
Right.
Keep out of sight of anybody in the study.
Don't worry, I will. I'm one guy that doesn't want a bullet between the eyes.
Me neither. So be careful.
Right.
Ted, do you see anything? I can from my side.
Yes. Indeed, I do see something. Watch it. Don't move, Simba. You'll see it.
Yeah? What's he doing, Ted? Come on, tell me.
It looks to me like Uncle Horace has taken lessons from a couple of Nazis.
What do you mean?
I mean, he's wiring a... Captain Wagner. Connecting it up with a chair to his desk.
So it is Vince Kane.
No doubt about it. And it looks to me like he's just about finished the job.
I've got to look. Stand behind you. He won't see me.
All right. But keep back now. You see?
Yeah, I see. There. He's covering up the wires with the chair cushion. His job is done.
It sure is. And Captain Wagner's done for the second he sits down. If the charge in that booby trap is like most of them, it'll practically blow the whole study to kingdom come.
Gosh, I wish we had a gun or something. We can warn Captain Wagner easily enough. But if Kane gets away, a man like that, why, he'll just come back and try again.
Keep quiet. Keep it down.
Ted, what do we do?
We've got to hold him if somebody else shows up. Have to put on an act or something.
Yeah, I guess we will.
I tell you, we'll just walk right into the study, natural as ever, as if we don't know a thing. And we'll tell Uncle Horace that the captain sent us after his stopwatch.
See, that's a good idea. We'll make like we don't think it's strange at all that he's in there and...
Sure. We can try it anyway, huh, Simba? All right, come on.
I'm going, Ted. But gee, I'll have to admit it. That man's a killer. I'm scared.
Yeah, you're scared. What about me? All right, keep your fingers crossed and make it good. Here we go, boy.
Well, hello, Uncle Horace. I didn't know you were in here, but I'm glad you came in. It's a much more comfortable place for you to wait for me than in my room. I should have thought of it myself.
Captain Wagner, sent us after his stopwatch. You see, he forgot it. I believe it's in the desk there, I guess. I'll just have a little look.
You! Keep away from that desk there.
What?
You see this gun? See it? Well, it talks mighty quick.
Why, Uncle Horace, what's the trouble? Why are you...
You can skip the Uncle Horace stuff, sonny. I ain't dumb.
Oh, but...
Listen,
but...
I got it. You boys, you watched me from that bedroom window. I thought I seen them curtains moving.
What are you talking about?
Shut up. I got the whole thing now. Wagner, he must have told you about me and you kids. You was going to save him, wasn't you? Save your friend. You was going to throw a wrench in the works. Bollocks up my plans. Well, now, ain't that nice?
You can't get away with this. You'll get caught. You won't get out of these grounds.
Yeah? I won't, eh? We'll see. You know, you two boys, you like Wagner so much, I've decided I'm going to let you join him. Yeah. Maybe you'll go along where he goes, leaving no recognizable traces. Get me? No traces.
I don't think I understand.
Get your hands up. Well, I'll just explain. I'm going to lock you kids in that closet there, see? Of course, you might not get hurt as bad as Captain Wagner. You'll have a fighting chance when my little firecracker explodes there. But just a chance, that's all. Now get in that closet there, both of you. Hurry up, get in.
Gosh. I never figured Captain Wagner had me run a mile, too. I'm worried about Ted and Simba.
All right, Cole. Not too fast. Not too fast. Save your speed for the last lap. That's where you need it most.
Can't keep on with this. It's driving me nuts. Gotta run up and see what's happening. I can't help it. Captain Wagner does get sore.
Cole! Cole, what are you doing? Get back on the track. Get back there!
He'll maybe kick me off the team. Can't help it, though. Can't help it.
Cole, come back here! Come back! Come back!
Hurry up, you kids. I ain't got no time to waste. Get into that closet. Get in there.
But please, Uncle Horace, listen.
Stall him. Stall him if you can. Just one more second. Do you see what I see?
Yeah, I see. Uncle Horace, I don't know why you should
think that... enough of that. I ain't your Uncle Horace, and you know it. And this trigger finger of mine is getting mighty itchy. Now get into that closet before I got to make it four murders in my conscience instead of two.
Drop that gun. I've got you covered.
What?
You feel it in your ribs? Now drop it. Drop it quick.
What the...
Pick it up, Ted. Pick up the gun.
All right, sorry. Now, here. I got it now.
Point it at him.
Sure. I'd love to, Dick. Just love to.
Boy, that's a relief. I was afraid he'd turn and discover that all I had jabbed into his ribs was the stem of Captain Wagner's pipe.
What's that? The stem of a pipe?
Yeah. You... That's right, Vince. I picked it up off the table behind you there. So now Get this officer down.
No, no, Dick.
Huh?
Quick, grab him. Hurry off that chair.
Oh, Simba, what's the matter? Are you going to faint?
No, no, but that chair.
What? What's the matter?
There's a booby trap attached to it.
What?
I wouldn't care what happened to you. But the trouble is, if you sat there, it would have killed me, too.
Huh?
Here, what's going on in there? Open that door.
Yes, I'll open it. Just a minute, sir.
What are you doing here, Cole?
Who's...
Why, it's Kane. Vince Kane.
Yeah. Yeah, it's me, Wagner. Me and your little friends. And now you get a chance to take me to the big house a second time. Ain't that just grand?
I don't understand.
He got in by pretending to be Simba's Uncle Horace.
Sure. Simba's Uncle Horace. The Yalkut was a neighbor of mine in the big house. Got 5 years for forgery.
Oh, he did, huh? I always knew there was something about Uncle Horace that wasn't quite right.
Well, cheer up, Simba. The Carno family can be proud of you today. If it hadn't been for that white lime dust from the athletic field that you tracked into the hall and threw the grass, I'd never have traced you.
Good old lime.
Well, Carno, watch it.
Grab him.
Watch
him.
He's making for that chair.
He'll kill us all. Shoot, Ted. Shoot. Oh.
Well, I almost made it, Wagner.
Yes, you almost made it, didn't you, Vince? Now we'll have to take you to jail in a hospital car instead of a Black Maria. Too bad.
Yeah, maybe a hearse, but I almost made it. I'd have taken all you guys with me, all four of you, all four.
Oh, for gosh sakes, let's not just stand around here like dopes. Come on, let's get that chair, that booby trap out of here. It's the last thing we ever do.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Simba. But let's be careful, it isn't the last thing we ever do.
Boys and girls, Dick Cole will be back with you again in just a moment. But first, here's a message you'll all want to hear. Girls, be sure to join us again next week, same time, same station, for another thrilling adventure with Dick Cole at Far Military Academy. Yes, the same Dick Cole whose adventures you also enjoy in Blue Bolt and Foremost Comics.
Hey, excuse me, Paul.
Oh, I nearly forgot. Here's Dick to say,
well, gang, so long for now, and I'll be with you again next week. Remember, it's a date.